features across the population, such as language. This is common, a common language, history, ethnicity, culture, territory, or society. Some nations are constructed around ethnicity, while others are bound by political constitutions. And so I mention that because this is not taught in school anymore, and it's been completely forgotten. Now, we have been, as a nation of law, a nation of law. And I saw this quote. I thought I'd share that. You know, obeying laws contributes to the common good, which refers to the well-being of the entire community or society. Laws are designed to protect individuals, promote public safety, and foster a peaceful and orderly society. By following these rules, citizens contribute to a more secure and prosperous environment for everyone. Now, I know it's basic, and, you know, we had this in, what, eighth grade civics class. When I was in eighth grade, okay, late 70s, they don't teach that anymore. The rule of law is not taught. That there's laws here that, like this says, they're for the common good, okay? They're for the common good. There's a reason that we, you know, we don't drive 100 miles an hour through a residential area, okay, because there's children playing there. Anyway, so our nation, we've not only been a nation of law, but we were founded as a Christian nation. And Christianity promotes the idea of self-governance. And our forefathers understood this, meaning individuals are responsible for managing their own actions and choices within a framework of Christian principles. This concept emphasizes self-control, personal accountability, and seeking God's guidance in daily life. And so, again, founded as a Christian nation with laws. One more quote. Well, maybe two more. While the U.S. Constitution is a practical legal document, it's based on a consensus of long-held moral, philosophical, and political beliefs, principles, and customs recognized and practiced by the American people. Notably, all these particular influences were shaped by a God-oriented worldview based on and or consistent with the Bible. This worldview was held by colonial and founding era Americans, as well as by the political philosophers that they read and studied and learned under. In fact, the Bible itself was also a very strong direct influence on founding era Americans who drafted and ratified the Constitution. And so I just mention all this because we've learned this from our pastor. You know, a nation is a nation of people that have a commonality and agree to abide by the rules and the laws that are set forth in this Christian republic. And John Adams gave us this quote. He said, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." And so all this ties together, a Christian nation, Christian laws, self-governing. But all that's changed in our land today, right? We have all these foreigners and these aliens. And if you saw what happened in L.A. this weekend, that's what I wanted to lead into, the lawless riots, immigration and customs enforcement going to enforce the law against these invaders. They've been told this is what's happening, and riots ensued. This was a group of policemen that, they fired tear gas, had a lot of it kicked back. If you see the guy at the very top right, he's got a big paintball-type launcher. But the National Guard being deployed to L.A. County after anti-ICE protests continued to escalate Saturday afternoon, Trump administration border czar Tom Homan told Fox News Saturday. On Saturday, tear gas was deployed near Home Depot in Paramount, California, where Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE officers were conducting a raid. Some of the stuff you saw was there at Home Depot. This next picture they went to Home Depot, and this was one of the ICE vehicles, and it part of what it had on there got blurbed out for good reason. But it was demolished, tires slashed, windows busted. spray painted, graffitied. If you look at the next one, you see this is what was happening as well. Just these illegals. Now, these are not the people picking fruit. These are not the people coming in. What is it they say? Who's going to clean our toilets? No, these are illegals. These are lawbreakers. These are lawless. These are not common with us in language, ethnicity, in outlook, in desire of life. None of that. And I'm just glad. And this is not the first time. No, this has been going on, but this is the first time that I think the administration has, at least the current administration, has had the guts to come against it. And it's continuing today. Another quote here, this is about enforcing the law, and again, we're not going to apologize for doing it. We're stepping up, Homan said. We're already ahead of the game. We're mobilizing. We're bringing in the National Guard tonight. This was yesterday. We're going to continue doing our job. We're going to push back on these people. We're going to enforce the law. You know, it reminded me of the, Jason and I were talking last night, the L.A. riots before, okay? Back in, what was it, the 90s, the Rodney King, can't we just get along riots. It was good to see the law enforcement coming in and trying to restore order. And that's been lacking along the whole West Coast for several years now. But L.A. in an uproar. And you see what they're saying, though. It's resist and no. But the tear gas, the riots, the burning. Anyway, a couple more pictures here, Jason, and we'll kind of move into something else. But just and it shows the lawlessness. You know, the leadership. You have to remember now. What is the leadership in California? They're left wing, liberal, Democrat. Who knows what? They allow this. They push this. They promote it. Now, what if you and your family, what if you were at that Home Depot when that happened? What if you were there picking up some plants or you know, something to fix your deck or whatever? Scripture, again, in 1 Timothy, that seems to be the theme this morning. 1 Timothy 5:8 says, "But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he is denied the faith and is worse than an infidel." And part of that is providing security and safety. And that's one of the blessings, it should be anyway, from this nation, this Christian republic, where just because there's 50 of those rioters, well, they still don't have any right to harm you or your family. And you, Christian men, have a responsibility to make sure they don't harm your family. And then I've got a Christian nation with a question mark, because this is a cause and effect. This is what we've seen in California. And it's a scripture from Ezekiel 16, 49 and 50. It says, "Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom. Pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. And they were haughty and committed abominations before me. Therefore I took them away as I saw good." Praise the Lord. Why can't that scripture be as common and as known as John 3:16? It's still the Word. It is still the Word. And just as God in that day saw it and took them away as he saw as good, we see that on the horizon here as well. I just can't help but think that we are closer and closer to that. God will put up with it for so long. But I have to think his patience is wearing thin. Well, Remnant, we always try to take a minute and remind you of our network website, sfawbn.com. Tons of information there. The broadcast schedule, archives, resources. Jason's done a good job of adding some of that in, especially lately, with some of the growth that's going on. And if you've got, as it says there, current events and breaking news that's going on in your neck of the woods, you send us an email. You can forward it to jason@sfaw.org, and we'll do our best to get it up on the network and share it with the remnant. Well, just a couple more things. You know, summer almost here. Traditionally, it's we just had the holiday. Traditionally, that's when summer starts, but that's just in tradition. We've got another couple weeks. Got a 91st day coming up on June 18th, and that's right there at the solstice. And so it's getting pretty close on our Julian calendar as well. That's solstice. But that's the next 91st day. Basically a Sabbath between the seasons. If at all possible, we recommend you take that as a Sabbath. And if you want more information on that, we do have the 91st days packet. We'd be glad to send to you. And it's the writings and thoughts of Pastor Peters when he kind of came to this and put it all together back starting in 2001, I believe. So June, not only coming into summer, but a couple of anniversaries and remembrances. And I just thought I'd touch base on these. You know, June 6, 1944, 81 years ago, was D-Day. The invasion of Europe by the Allied forces. And this next slide, I've seen this before. I just wanted to share. This was part of the prayer that Franklin Roosevelt put out. I'm sure somebody wrote it for him. I'm certainly not praising him. But it was... part of it was, Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor, a struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization, and to set free a suffering humanity. And I can't help but think that with sons and husbands and uncles overseas fighting, that while that was going on, this nation was praying. The people that were here were praying for their safe return. Anyway, so 81 years ago, it's been very few World War II vets left. If you know one, give them the honor they deserve. Also, June 8th, 1967, 58 years ago, the USS Liberty. The USS Liberty, and you're going to hear a little bit more about that, it was a tragic event, occurred on June 8th during the Six-Day War. It was a U.S. technical research ship, basically a spy ship, attacked by the Israeli Air Force jets and Navy motor torpedo boats in international waters off the Sinai Peninsula. And Jason's going to talk a little bit about that this morning as well. And so it's just, a time of remembrance. And the last one I've got for you, we're about out of time, but one more was June 4th, 21 years ago, 2004. And this is almost, if you know, you know, Marvin John Heemeyer. And one quote that he had, this happened down in Granby, Colorado. But a quote that I thought was interesting, I thought I'd share. He just said, I was always willing to be reasonable until I had to be unreasonable. Adding that sometimes reasonable men must do unreasonable things. And I think there's a lot of truth there. I think there is. There's a secular saying that it's better to be a warrior in the garden than a gardener in a war. And I think that those tie together. Well, my last verse for today, this morning, Psalm 37:3 reminds us, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness. Trust in the Lord and do good. And I think that's about the best advice I can give, is to follow that for myself and for the remnant as well. Well, remnant, thanks for joining us this morning. Stay tuned. Got a very interesting, I don't think we've ever shown this, it's been over 20-something years, this timeless pulpit truth that's coming up. You're going to enjoy it, I'm sure. And stay tuned. We've got a brand new message for you after that as well. Again, thanks for joining us here this June 8th, and God bless.
That's already now been spent. America.